High school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you back to Nemaha Central High School as our special broadcast continue here tonight. It's the second game of our triple header here at the 2023 Thunder Classic. Number 5 and 4A, Atchison defeating Jackson Heights in the first game tonight, 74-21. Now we get set for the number 8 ranked team in 3A, the Bulldogs of Marysville, taking on the Hiawatha Redhawks. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Hiawatha. Under fifth-year head coach Gary Smith, 2-8 so far this year. They're going to go like this. Ashton Rocky, a 5'10 senior at 4 points per game. Malachi Isaac, also in the backcourt, 5'8 senior at under 2 points per game. Cameron Boswell, a 6-foot sophomore, the leading scorer for the Redhawks, nearly 14 points per game. And then the towers down low, Cade Morton, 6'3 junior, and David Keough, a 6'4 senior, the forwards, again, leading the charge in the low post for the Redhawks. So again, Rocky, Isaac, Boswell, Morton, and Keough. For Marysville, they are off to an 8-1 start. They have won 7 straight. They'll go like this. Jack Lauer, 6'2 senior, leading scorer for the Bulldogs at 16 points per game. Willow Todd, a 6'1 sophomore, 8.5 points per game. Sander Zutterman, a 6'2 senior at 6.6 points per game. And the twin brothers, Rhett Williams and Rook Williams, both listed as 6'4 seniors. Rhett, 9.3 points per game. Rook, a 7 point per game average there. So again, for Scott Brown and the Bulldogs, it is Lauer, Otot, Zutterman, Rhett Williams, and Rook Williams. Game 2 of our doubleheader, all blues for Hiawatha, all whites for Marysville. Bulldogs control the opening tip. They go from right to left, and we are underway. Hiawatha will sit in a 2-3 zone to start. This is a Marysville team averaging 57 points per game. They beat Wamego last Friday, 49-28. This is Rhett Williams with a touch right side on the wing. They kick it back into the corner. Lauer for three, short off the rim. Keough a rebound, and will get it up the floor quickly to Boswell. Boswell has it at the point, picks up the dribble. Right side pass to Rocky. Now Rocky works it on the right wing. It is knocked away and out of bounds, and it's last touch by Boswell and a turnover against Hiawatha. Redhawks losing to St. Mary's last night in the first game of this classic, 72-55. Now 4 straight losses for the Redhawks. They sit at just 2-8 so far this season. Very tough test tonight with a top 10 team in 3A. Marysville, they have won 8 of their first 9. Still a zone defense here for Hiawatha. Minute into the game, no score. A missed 3 by Lauer from the right wing. Rebound for Isaac. And now Hiawatha a chance to get the first points of the ball game. Still 0-0, minute 5 into this opening quarter. Here is Boswell, high right. Isaac gets a touch between the rings out high. Now Boswell gets it left wing, up top to Morton. Morton not using the dribble, not getting Rocky on a cut. Now gets it to Boswell at the elbow. Kicks it right. This is Keough, back up top to Isaac. Swings it left to Rocky. They'll reset. 90 seconds into this opening quarter, still no score. Slow pace really for both teams offensively to start. They look for Morton inside, and it's taken away. It's a steal by Otot. They get it up the floor quickly. Layup in transition is good. And that one in for Sander Zutterman. First points for the Bulldogs, 2-0 their lead. Here's Keough, right baseline. Picks it up on the block, turning and facing. Has to kick it back out to Boswell in the corner. He curls around the arc, gets it up top to Rocky. Now Rocky angles right, hands it off to Boswell, gets it up to Isaac at the point. One dribble left, now Boswell on the wing. Back up top, it goes to Morton. 5:55, clock moving first quarter. 2-0 Marysville going in our second game tonight. A lot of contact inside. It's an offensive foul. They get Morton for his first. And the Redhawks have had 3 possessions, and they have turned it over 3 times. Bulldogs at 2-0 lead. They get the ball back at 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. 7 straight wins for Marysville. Their only loss is to current 3A number 2, Sabetha. That was back in early December. 50-44 was that final. We, of course, know all about Sabetha. We've had a few of their broadcasts. Number 2, in the latest 3A rankings. Here's a drive, reverse layup, no good. Might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Malachi Isaac. Hiawatha still trying to get on the board. Keough in the left corner, trailing 2-0. Not quite 3 minutes in. Rocky up top, left side pass to Boswell. The lefty, one of the best three-point shooters in the Big 7, over 40% from downtown. They leave Rocky open, and he rattles in a three from the right wing. Ashton Rocky entered the game just a 12% three-point shooter. Gives the Redhawks their first lead at 3-2 at 4:50 to go in the first. Left side pass into the corner. This is Zutterman. And a long pass to Lauer, right wing, a deep three. That is good. Jack Lauer, 31% from downtown. His first triple tonight makes it 5-3 Marysville at 4:30 to go in this first period. Isaac spinning around a defender, guarded by Otat. Otat knocks it away, and a steal up the floor quickly. Left-handed flush. It is bound for Rook Williams. With authority, Rook Williams gives the Bulldogs a four-point lead, 7-3. And Hiawatha and Gary Smith, head coach, has seen enough of that possession. He calls a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 4:09 to the first quarter. Marysville 7, Hiawatha 3. Back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Chance Link, game number two of our triple header here tonight at the Thunder Classic from Nemaha Central High School. Atchison a winner over Jackson Heights in the first game tonight. Currently, it is 7-3 Marysville in game number two. 4:09 to go in the first quarter here against Hiawatha. Redhawks with the basketball out of the timeout. Bulldogs coming out now in a 2-3 zone look out of that timeout. Keough with a touch left elbow. Back up top, it goes to Isaac. Just like Atchison, Marysville, a lot of length with their guards. And Hiawatha having some struggles with it around the perimeter early. Boswell a touch, left side to Rocky. Morton now left corner. Back to Boswell on the wing. Thought about a three, turns it down. Isaac now a touch, back to Boswell. Ball fakes, gets to the elbow. Stops middle of the free throw line. Gets it back to Isaac, they'll reset. 3:35 to go first quarter, 7-3 Marysville. Rocky over the top. They get it to Morton inside. Turnaround shot banked in. So a patient possession and a bucket for Caden Morton. His first makes it 7-5. Marysville by two with the ball. 3:20 to go in the first. Bulldogs the home team in this one. All white uniforms. Redhawks the road team. They're all blues. Here's a three by Otat. Straight on. It's no good. Tipped around a couple of times. And the rebound for Ashton Rocky. Rocky pushing the tempo a little bit. Gets it to Boswell right side on the wing. Now gets back up top at the point. Boswell has it on the wing. They play a little hot potato with it as they continue to go back and forth with each other. Bulldogs now have gone back to man-to-man after one possession in a 2-3 zone. Boswell, free throw line, lost it. Kicks it to Rocky right wing. Works it back to the point. Hands it off to Boswell. Now Rocky resets. They are slowing this one down offensively. Just trying to deal again the pressure by these big guards for Marysville. Morton has it now at the point. Right side pass to Boswell. 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. It's a lengthy possession once again for the Redhawks. Isaac has it. Free throw line. Kicks it into the corner. Keough a touch pass to Boswell. Top of the key. Now Rocky a touch. Curls in the lane. Now Boswell head fakes a little bit. Gets to the free throw line. Closed out by Lauer. Great defense by the Bulldogs. Redhawks just have nothing doing. And they continue to work it on this possession. Keough gets a touch inside. Shot is blocked at the rim. Keough gets his own rebound and then had it knocked away in a steal. A lengthy possession. And Marysville pushing up two. Here's Lauer in the lane. He is bumped and fouled. They get Isaac with the call. Team foul number two. First on Isaac. Stops the clock at 1:51. here in the first. Subs are in. Zutterman back in for the Bulldogs. We'll see for the first time Devin Tomer, a 6'4 senior as well for the Bulldogs. This is Otot, throws it in up top. Also in is Thomas Behrens. So three fresh faces on the floor along with Otot. In the backcourt, also Rook Williams. A minute 40 to go in this first quarter, 7-5 Marysville. Tipped pass. Hiawatha nearly coming away with a steal. But Otot has it at the point. 2-3 zone for the Redhawks. They get it into the corner with Rook Williams. And back up top, down to 125. Long pass, right corner. Zutterman curls past two, takes it all the way, but he is called for a travel. First turnover by the Bulldogs. Redhawks will get it back, trailing by two at a minute 20 to go in this first quarter. Redhawks losing to St. Mary's last night, 72-55. They lost to Jeff West last Friday, 51-40. Four straight losses for the Redhawks. Keough turning inside. A little hook shot is pure. Swish for David Keough, and the game is tied at 7-7. 60 seconds to go in this first quarter. Marysville with the basketball. Rook Williams, a touch in the right corner, skips it left wing. This is Otot, works it back to the point. One-handed pass to Behrens for three. That's good. Thomas Behrens from downtown hits it at a 27% clip. His first shot is up and down for three. 10-7 Bulldogs, 42 seconds to go. Bulldogs back into a man-to-man. Isaac, a pass to Keough in the corner. Rocky has it up top. Coming in on 32 seconds to go. Rocky now bumped at the point and is fouled. They will get Rook Williams with his first and the first Marysville foul. As Lauer and Rhett Williams are going to check back in. Rook Williams and Otot will get breathers. So Hiawatha to throw it in. 27 and a half seconds to go. It's a 3-point Bulldogs lead. They have really tried to slow things down. Hiawatha more than likely going to try to play for the final possession here of the quarter. Rocky has it left side, works it back to the top of the key, guarded heavily by Rhett Williams, has to pick up the dribble, gets it to Keough, nice backdoor cut. Isaac shot is up, no good, but a foul. At 7.3 seconds to go, Isaac will shoot two. Marysville foul against Devin Tomer. Team foul number two. Isaac will shoot two. Malachi Isaac, a 5'8 senior, 1.5 points per game, 2.9 rebounds. The contest left the first free throw short. He is a 50% free throw shooter. Marysville by three, late first quarter, 10-7. Isaac trying to creep it to within two. He can't. He misses both. Rebound for Tomer. And now Marysville will push. Lauer with 2 seconds, floats it in the lane, missing, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. So Marysville, the number 8 ranked team in 3A, a 3-point lead after one against Hiawatha. 10-7 is our score. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon and Chance with you. Second quarter about to start. Hiawatha and Marysville. Game two of our triple header tonight at the Thunder Classic. Redhawks with the ball going from left to right to start the second quarter, trailing Marysville 10-7. Here's Malachi Isaac for the Redhawks. Right side pass to Boswell. Gets it to Morton up top at the point. Morton trying to bounce one inside. Tipped in the air and a steal for Marysville. Turnover by the Redhawks. Marysville up three, their first possession of quarter number two. This is Rhett Williams. Skips it right side. Zutterman in the corner. They reverse the basketball. Back to the point. Now left wing. This is Jack Lauer. Redhawks sitting in a 2-3 zone. They played that zone defense majority of the quarter. And by quarter, meaning the first period. Just 40 seconds into this second quarter. First possession here for the Bulldogs. Here's a three, right wing. It is no good, missing everything. Isaac chasing it down in the corner. Malachi Isaac, his third rebound here in the first half. And a three would tie it here for the Redhawks, trailing 10-7 early second quarter. Isaac picks up the dribble between the rings out high. Boswell on the wing. Bulldogs going man-to-man. They got big guards. Boswell spin, gets in the lane, and floats it up and in. Individual effort by Cameron Boswell. First bucket for him, 10-9. Redhawks within one. 6:47 left until halftime. Still in that zone defense for the Redhawks. This is Tomer with the basketball. Now a three ball from Rhett Williams is pure nylon. It is good. Rhett Williams, first bucket tonight. It's a triple. 13-9, lead is four for Marysville. A minute and a half into the second quarter. Here is Isaac, high right on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once. Spinning on a defender in Lauer. Finds Morton on the cut, who lays it in with ease. Nice pass and a good finish by Caden Morton. He's got four. Makes it 13-11 Marysville. 6:10 to go until halftime. Low scoring, long, lengthy possessions here so far in the first quarter and change. Here is Behrens with the basketball. Skips it into the right corner. Zutterman thought about a three. Turns it down. They reverse the basketball left wing. This is Rhett Williams. Puts it on the dribble. Isaac tried to get a steal. Couldn't get a hand on it. And Rhett Williams getting it back. Skips it right side. Zutterman on the wing. Now it goes into the corner with Tomer. Back up top now to Zutterman. They'll reset. 5:40 and counting. First half. 13-11. Marysville by two with the ball. Lauer gets it deep into the right corner. Little hesitation dribble on Boswell. Over the top pass of that 2-3 zone up top. It's Rhett Williams. And back to Tomer left side. Rhett Williams up top. Puts it on the dribble. Little hop step in the lane. Floater gets the kind touch off the glass. And in. Rhett Williams now with five. Back-to-back buckets for him. 15-11. Marysville by four. Over 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Keough to Isaac. Right wing. Back to Keough in the corner. Closed out quickly. Now Rocky a touch. And gets it over to Boswell. Long pass to Isaac in the left corner. Nice little ball fake. Had it knocked away and a steal. Lauer comes away with it. Little two-on-one break. Lauer, Euro, layup good. Jack Lauer, pretty move to get a bucket. He's got five in transition. 17-11 Marysville by six. A 30-second timeout is called. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Our first game tonight featured Atchison laying it down on Jackson Heights. 74-21 was that final. Right now, Marysville leading Hiawatha 17-11. Second quarter action here in game number two. And the nightcap will feature Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. 2023 Thunder Classic, a little mid-season tournament action for you here on KNCA. Thanks to Kurt helping out in the first game, Chance in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman with you. Out of the timeout, now the Bulldogs showing some pressure in the full court. Redhawks doing a good job here of breaking it. Now Boswell losing it out of bounds, but it's last touch by Otot, so the Redhawks will keep it. They're into the floor, 4:43 until halftime, trailing 17-11. This will be Boswell to throw it in deep in the corner. Gets it to Morton. Back up top to Rocky. They set it up for Boswell, left corner. They close out on him quickly. Now Boswell and Rocky continue to go back and forth with it on the left wing. Now Isaac gets it at the point, maybe a little bit closer to the midcourt stripe. Angles right, goes that way. Hands it off to Boswell on the wing. Touching it back to Rocky in the corner. Back to Boswell, right wing, up top to Rocky. They'll reset. So one thing I've noticed here in the first half, Hiawatha certainly taking their time on their offensive possessions, a lot of perimeter passing, going deep with it, and a pass inside to Keough is missed and out of bounds. And after all that, the Redhawks turn it over, make it eight first-half turnovers by Hiawatha. 4:10 to go, first half, 17-11, Marysville by six with the ball. This is Rhett Williams, left side pass into the corner, it goes to Zutterman, works it to the wing, back into the left corner with Otot. Now this is Rook Williams with the basketball. Lauer a three. Might have been partially blocked. No good. Rebound for Rocky. And Rocky has it, pushing the tempo a little bit. Good transition defense by the Bulldogs. Boswell thought about pulling up from the free throw line. He's closed out on quickly. Rocky now curling towards the left corner. Gets it back to Isaac up top. Picks it up after two bounces. Hands it off to Rocky. Now he works just inside the midcourt stripe. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. 17-11. The Bulldogs of Marysville leading by six. Now Morton at the point. Gets it off to Rocky. Or correction, this is Boswell who dives. Throws up a shot. It's no good. Gets his own rebound and kicks it out to Isaac. And now a turnover taken away by Marysville. Good transition defense here by the Redhawks. Into the corner with Zunnerman. Thought about a three. Turns it down. They reverse the basketball. Lauer has it left wing. 17-11. Marysville by six. They have the ball. 3 minutes until halftime. This is Rhett Williams driving, kicking, right corner. Zetterman a three. This is short, tipped around, a rebound Hiawatha. Rocky has it. He'll collect and get it up to Isaac. Far sideline up the floor. Shovels it to Keough, works it back to the top of the key. Hands it off to Rocky, they'll reset. 2:40 and counting until halftime. 17-11 is our score. Keough positioning inside, and the layup is good. The length of David Keough, the difference in that move, 17-13, Keough now has four, and the Redhawks within four at 2:22 to go until halftime. They continue that zone defense, Hiawatha does. They sit in the 2-3, Rocky and Isaac up top. This is Lauer right wing, gets past a couple defenders, shovels it off to Williams. They get it back up top to Otot. Lauer right wing, thought about a deep three, turns it down. Otot has it, he doesn't hesitate, and he fires and connects. Willow top from downtown, 20-13, largest lead here for Marysville at 7, and under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Boswell splitting, nice dump down inside to Morton, who goes up and is fouled, missed the shot, but will shoot two. Nice pass by Boswell. Marysville foul against Lauer, his first. So this is Caden Morton, who's going to shoot two. 39% free throw shooter is Morton. First free throw, no good. He's got 4 points here in the first half. Zachary Kappelman, a senior, is checking in here for the Redhawks. Also, Thomas Behrens back in for the Bulldogs. Down to a minute 47 left here in the second quarter. 20-13. It's Marysville by seven. Morton trying to get one back here for the Redhawks. He misses the second free throw. He goes 0-for-2. Rebound for Sander Zunnerman. The Bulldogs with the basketball up a touchdown, 20-13 late in the first half. This is Rook Williams skipping to Lauer. Doubled in the corner, over the top pass, high left it goes to Zunnerman. Now Otot feeling it, drives, kicks it up top. This is Zunnerman again, now right wing. This is Williams shoveling it inside, and a shot is blocked by Morton inside, and a rebound for Rocky. Good defense to stay down on the pump fake there by Caden Morton. Here's a drive and kick. Kappelman, right wing, up top to Rocky. A minute 10 to go until halftime. 20-13 Marysville. They lead it by 7, their largest lead here in the first half. Here's Keough, left side to Rocky. They go inside looking for Morton, and it's taken away. Good defense by Otot to come away with a steal. Otot has it. Pulls up a three in transition. Nearly banked it in, no good. Tipped around a couple of times, and the Bulldogs get the offensive rebound. They go inside. This is Behrens working on Keough. Kicks it back out. Good extra pass. Otot straight on for three. In and out, no good. A rebound for Rocky. Rocky now pushing. Two-on-one break. 35 seconds to go. Kappelman shot is up and good up against Otot. And Kappelman a bucket. 20-15. Marysville still a lead. They have the ball. 23 seconds to go in the half. Hiawatha fighting with the number 8 ranked team here in Class 3A. Hiawatha entering tonight's matchup. 4 straight losses. Marysville, they have won 7 straight. 9 seconds to go in the half. This is Otot, right wing. They get it inside. Good right wing pass. A three on the way. This one too strong. Tipped around. It's put back up. No good. And out of bounds. But that's going to take us to halftime as Lauer missed on a second chance opportunity. Halftime is here. It is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Game two at the half. Marysville 20, Hiawatha 15. We'll break it down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon and Chance with you. Game two here at the Thunder Classic tonight is at the half. Number 8 and 3A Marysville leading Hiawatha 20-15. Dive into the first half numbers. Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. For Marysville, pretty balanced pair of five-point scorers, Jack Lauer and Rhett Williams. Again, both with 5 points. They also got three apiece from Willow Tott and Thomas Behrens, and then 2 points apiece from Sander Zutterman and Rook Williams. For Hiawatha, they got 4 points apiece in the first half from Caden Morton and David Keough. They got 3 points from Ashton Rocky, and they got two apiece from Cameron Boswell and Zachary Kappelman. Red Hawks struggling with turnovers. They had 10 in the first half. They were 0 of 4 from the free throw line. Marysville just one turnover. They did not attempt a free throw. Hiawatha is pretty dominant in the rebound category right now. Red Hawks out rebounding the Bulldogs currently at the half, 11-4. Our score, Marysville 20 and Hiawatha 15. We'll step aside, another timeout. We'll be back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April.
So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Let's get you a quick update on the Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan tonight. Number 13, Kansas State, hosting number 2, Kansas. Currently, last check, it's all Cats here in the first half. K-State leading Kansas 31-17. They just passed the 10-minute mark of the first half. 9.5 minutes to be exact, but K-State off to a great start at home against KU. They lead at 31-17. The second game of our triple header here tonight has Marysville leading Hiawatha at the half. It is 20-15. So let's get you caught up here, on the Thunder Classic here in 2023. So there was one game last night. It was St. Mary's beating Hiawatha 72-55. Our first game today was Atchison beating Jackson Heights 74-21. The nightcap here we'll have for you at around 7:30. That'll be Nemaha Central picking on St. Mary's Academy. So then we'll have tomorrow off, and then all these teams will be back on Thursday here. So the losers of tonight's games, or I should say the first and late game, will meet up at 4:30 on Thursday. So Jackson Heights will play the loser of Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy at 4:30 on Thursday. The 6 o'clock game Thursday is already set with Marysville and St. Mary's. And, yes, these are two separate teams, by the way, St. Mary's Academy and St. Mary's, with no confusion there. So then Atchison, the late game on Thursday night at 7:30, they will get the winner of Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. And then, of course, it'll all be set up on Saturday with games at 3, 4:30, and 6, 6 o'clock being the championship here at Nemaha Central High School. So, again, Atchison winning the first game over Jackson Heights, and it's Marysville leading Hiawatha 20-15. Here at the half, final two-minute timeout in the second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime brought to you by, again, Wilson Direct Motors and the Tires. Brandon and Chance with you. Second half of game number two is off and running. Bulldogs leading Hiawatha 20-15. And here we go. Third quarter now underway. Marysville with it, going from left to right now in the third quarter. Bauer, a baseline drive, had it deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Boswell. Bulldogs will keep it underneath, setting up a play underneath their own bucket. Bulldogs 8-1 coming into this game. They have won seven straight. Their lone loss to 2A, or correction, to 3A number 2 Sabetha. That was back in early December. This is Rook Williams with the basketball. Starters out for both teams to start the second half. Lauer up top, trying to split the 2-3 zone. Kicks it right. This is Otop. Works it back to the top. They set it up. Zutterman, who curls, kicks. Lauer, ball fakes, gets to the elbow, splits two, looking for a bounce pass inside. And a whistle and a foul, I think, against Cameron Boswell. And it is against Boswell. So first against the Redhawks in the second half. Boswell picks up his first. And a missed shot inside on the inbounds play. Rebound for Hiawatha. Rocky has now six rebounds in the game. One thing Hiawatha led at halftime was the rebound numbers. And they get one out of a quick miss out of the inbounds pass. So the Redhawks, their first possession here, third quarter. They go to Morton inside on the block. Gets caught in a double team. Nearly turns it over. They get it to Isaac with a nice ball fake. He'll drive. Shot is up, no good. But a whistle and a foul. Aggressive take by Malachi Isaac, and he is set to shoot two. Foul against Jack Lauer, his second. Isaac has not scored in this game. He has three rebounds. He is 0-for-2 at the line. And the first one strong. Redhawks now 0-for-5 at the line tonight. Marysville has yet to shoot a free throw attempt. A minute into this third quarter, 20-15, Bulldogs by 5. Isaac's second free throw, no good. Rebound, Otot. Otot puts it on the dribble himself, gets it off to Lauer. Up top, right back it goes to Otot. Into the corner it goes. This is Rhett Williams. Bouncing it to his twin brother, Rook. Inside, Zutterman. Getting it back to Rook Williams. Had to save it. Now Lauer, a deep three. This one is buried from the left wing. Jack Lauer, his first, or correction, now his second triple. He has 8. And it's 23-15. Marysville's largest lead of the game so far is 8. 90 seconds into this third quarter. Morton has it up top. Bulldogs going man-to-man. They've switched up defenses throughout the course of the night. Boswell has it, touching it down on the dribble. Gets it to Morton inside. Shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. And the Redhawks going back to the free throw line, where they are 0-for-6. Rook Williams picks up his second foul. And Caden Morton, 0-for-2 at the line, will shoot two more. Morton's got 4 points. First free throw, no good. Now 0-for-7 at the line is Hiawatha. Connor Kettler, a sophomore, has checked in for the Redhawks, appearing in his fifth game of the year. And the second free throw is good. So finally a free throw goes down for the Redhawks. 5 now in the game for Morton, makes it 23-16. Marysville with the basketball and the lead still. Early portions of the third. Lauer, another three attempt. This one off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Morton grabbed it, but then he stepped on the baseline and turns it over. Just unlucky there for Caden Morton. 11 turnovers now in the game for Hiawatha. Bulldogs getting it back. They get it into the right corner on the inbounds pass with Rhett Williams. His twin brother Rook up top. They hand it off to Lauer. Zutterman now a touch. They reverse it. Left side to Otot in the corner. Now short corner left and then thrown out of bounds, or trying to skip it but then deflected out of bounds by Boswell. So Marysville, another opportunity with the ball. 5:50 to go, third quarter, leading 23-16. Nice little up and under. Shot is up with the left hand and good off the window. Rhett Williams now with 7, his first points of the second half, 25-16. Now the largest lead for Marysville is 9. 5:35, clock moving south, third quarter. Deflected out of bounds. Kettler had it knocked away by Otot. A pair of sophomores going at it here on the left wing. In that very same spot, they'll throw it in. Hiawatha does get it into the backcourt with Rocky. Rocky hands it off to Kettler, works it back to the point. Morton gets it up top, turning on Jack Lauer, puts it on the dribble, shading him with his back to the basket. Now Boswell gets a touch up top. turns away from Lauer after the switch, and a whistle and a timeout for Gary Smith. Kind of a bland possession there for the Redhawks. Not much going for it, and Gary Smith has seen enough. He calls a 30-second timeout. Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Raymond Tabman, Chance Link with you. Marysville, the number 8 ranked team in 3A. The latest rankings out today from the KBCA. Bulldogs are 8-1 overall. Their lone loss to 3A number 2 Sabetha back in early December. Redhawks just trying to get back on track. They have lost 4 straight. They are 2-8. 4 straight losses to Royal Valley, Sabetha, Jeff West, and most recently St. Mary's last night to kick off this classic. So here we go, out of the timeout. And Hiawatha throws it away, and then a foul is called on Kettler to save a transition bucket. Or correction, I think they say it was actually deflected out of bounds, so no foul. Kettler, still no fouls, but a turnover against the Redhawks. Bulldogs have it back, leading 25-16, not quite 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Hiawatha has played zone pretty much a majority of the game. There's a missed shot inside. Second chance up and no good. Rook Williams, strong offensive rebound. He will go to the line to shoot two. Keough picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number two, Rook Williams. A little strong on the first free throw, no good. 56% at the line. Marysville as a team, they hit it from the stripe at a 63% clip. That was the first free throw attempt of the game for the Bulldogs. Second one is up and good. Rook Williams, he goes 1-for-2. He's got 3 points. Thomas Behrens will check in. Rook Williams, after the made free throw, will take a seat. Just past the 3 minute mark of quarter number three. It's a 10-point Marysville lead, 26-16. And Kettler is going to throw it away. Marysville showing pressure in the full court. Kettler too strong on that pass. Looking for Boswell, opposite end of the floor. And it goes out of play. So the Bulldogs get it back, leading by 10 at 4:45 to go in this third quarter. Marysville, a stout offensive team. They score 57 points per game. They hit it at over 43% from the floor. They're 31% from three, 63% at the line, and average 30 rebounds a game. Here's a missed three short by Lauer in the corner. Keough a rebound, and he is fouled. They get Rhett Williams with his first. 4:26 to go in this third quarter. Zachary Kappelman's going to check back in for the Redhawks. Rook Williams back in as well. Lauer takes a seat. Also, Kettler, the sophomore, a seat for the Redhawks. Bulldogs showing pressure in the full court. Here is Keough. Near side pass to Kappelman. And a long pass is taken away. Another turnover by the Redhawks. Make it 14 in the game. Bulldogs a 10-point lead and the ball. Had it knocked away. And now coming away with a steal is Ashton Rocky. And he had it knocked away from behind. And he will be the last to touch it. And another Redhawks turnover. Trying to get something in transition, but just unavailable. Bulldogs doing a great job defensively here tonight. So coming up on the halfway points in the third quarter. 4 down and 4 to go. 26-16, Marysville by 10 with the ball. Largest lead of the game tonight for either team. This is Rhett Williams driving, kicking left. Zutterman in the corner, dribbles out to the wing. Up top it goes, now skipping it near side. And a three on the way by Rhett Williams. It's an air ball. His twin brother Rook gets the rebound, keeps the possession alive, and a travel is called against Otai. That's just the third turnover against Marysville. Well, the Redhawks get it back. They've had some opportunities to chip away, but they've been unable to do so. Rocky gets it to Boswell. Rocky gets it back in the right corner. They go inside to Morton. Good positioning. Had it knocked away in a steal. Bulldogs push it up the floor with Otot. Top of the key. Left side pass. This is Rook Williams in the corner, and he turns it over with a travel. So both teams sputtering a little bit here in the middle portions of the third quarter. Hiawatha gets it back. 3:25 to go in the period. They trail Marysville 26-16. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Kappelman around the arc from left to right. Top of the key, it goes to Boswell. Boswell, left side to Rocky. drives, stops, kicks it left. This is Keough on the wing, up top to Kappelman. Kappelman working towards the corner, back up top to Rocky. 5 minutes down, 3 minutes to go, quarter number three, 26-16, Marysville by 10, Red Hawks with the ball. Keough, elbow, takes a step in, little floater, no good, fighting for his own rebound, and it's ripped away by Thomas Barron. Rebound for the Bulldogs, and slowing the tempo to a medium pace is Otot. Into the corner, it goes to Rook Williams, had it knocked away, and Kappelman trying to get a steal. It's a jump ball, and the possession changing arrows as it will go back to the Red Hawks. And a timeout for Gary Smith, the Red Hawks head coach. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 2:37 to go, third quarter. Marysville 26, Hiawatha 16. Back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Latter portions of the third quarter, game number two of our triple header tonight at the Thunder Classic. It's Marysville currently leading Hiawatha 26-16. Our final game tonight, the nightcap will be post-Nemaha Central taking on St. Mary's Academy. Seven teams in the field here in 2023. Games will be picked back up on Thursday with the championship game of this tournament here in Seneca on Saturday night. Hiawatha out of the timeout, down 10, working against full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Keough near side, just dumps it across half court, and Rocky had it knocked away, but he gathers. 2:25, clock moving third quarter. Redhawks down 10 at 26-16. Bulldogs going back to his zone. Boswell for three, and it's good. They left the best three-point shooter potentially on the floor wide open. Boswell made him pay. Five in the game for Boswell. It's 26-19. Hiawatha back to within seven. Redhawks back in the zone defense. Left side it goes to Rhett Williams in the corner. Up top it goes to Xander Zutterman. Zutterman right side. This is Rook Williams. Into the corner now. Otot. Baseline drive. Back down into the corner. Good pressure there by Morton. Under a minute 50 to go in this third quarter. It's been low scoring, defensive minded to say the least. Here's Barron's at the free throw line. Dumps down, left-handed layup, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hiawatha has it. And Morton able to keep it alive from going out of bounds. Rocky has it, top of the key. Dives inside. Kappelman in the corner for three. This one off the rim, no good. Tipped around. Boswell has it on a second chance. Redhawks will get a second chance opportunity here, down seven, late third quarter. Boswell again for three. In and out, no good. And this should be a foul against Morton. It is over the back on the rebound attempt. That'll be the second foul on Caden Morton. Jack Lauer is going to check back in for the Bulldogs. Got a minute 15 left in this third period. 26-19, a 7-point Bulldogs lead. Marysville will have the ball. Hiawatha, no pressure in the full court, just sitting back in that 2-3 zone defense. Here is Otot. Right side to Lauer, dives inside, gets to the block, shot is up, no good. A foul is called, and free throws coming up here for Jack Lauer. The foul is against Morton, that is his third. Lauer's a pretty good free throw shooter, 77%, but that was an air ball. Lauer, the leading scorer for this Bulldogs team, 16 points per game, 4.5 rebounds a contest, and 3.5 assists per game. He makes the second. He goes 1-for-2. And 9 points in the game for Lauer. 27-19 with a minute to go. Quarter number three knocked away. Boswell a turnover. Here is Zutterman coast to coast. Missed the layup, but is fouled. Two shots coming up for Sander Zutterman. The Hiawatha foul against Kappelman, his first. Team foul number six. The Free throws coming up here for Zutterman. First one no good. He actually scored the first bucket of the game. He has not scored since, has a rebound. He is just 36% at the line this year. There's 54 seconds remaining in the quarter. Seconds is up and good. Zutterman goes 1 for 2. He's got 3. Lauer is out. Rhett Williams checks in. 28-19, 9-point advantage for the Bulldogs at 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rocky across the timeline, guarded by Rhett Williams. Bulldogs going man-to-man here, final stretch of the third. Kappelman trapped, pass tipped out of bounds. Hiawatha will keep underneath. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbounds goes to Morton at the right elbow. Rocky comes and gets it at the point. Now they go back to Morton inside. Shuffled the feet. Left side it goes to Keogh in the corner. Now Boswell gets it there. Works it back to the wing. Over the top pass to Rocky. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Kappelman right corner. Baseline drive. Left his feet. Gets it inside to Morton and a foul from behind against the Bulldogs. He'll get Rhett Williams with his second. Hiawatha to throw it in underneath with 22 seconds remaining in the quarter. 28-19, the Bulldogs lead it. Here is Morton, right corner, and a jump ball possession arrow. Behrens forcing a turnover on Morton. Nice defense by Thomas Behrens. Jack Lauer back in. Behrens is out. 20 seconds to go for Marysville. They lead it by 9. See if they can add a bucket. Their largest lead here tonight has been 10. 15 seconds. Lauer. Or correction, this is Otot. At the point, Zutterman. Now 10 seconds. They get it back to Lauer. Left side bouncing it to Otot in the corner. 5 seconds to work. They set it up. Rhett Williams for 3. Left it short. Offensive rebound is up. No good, but they blow the whistle and they say Zutterman stepped on the line. So a second to go. It's a rebound and a turnover for Zutterman. Nothing but a launch here at the buzzer, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Marysville trying to hold on and win their 8th straight game. Redhawks are trying to snap a 4-game skid. Marysville 28, Hiawatha 19. Fourth quarter coming up next.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
The Hiawatha have a push. We're starting the fourth quarter. They trail Marysville 28-19, second of 3 games tonight. Here at the Thunder Classic, Atchison beat Jackson Heights in the first game. Marysville trying to hold on here in game 2. The Nightcap, Nemaha Central, and St. Mary's Academy. Fourth quarter underway. Hiawatha with the basketball. Trailing by 9. Here is Boswell, left side. Thought about pulling up. Kicks it back to Rocky for 3. It's good. Ashton Rocky from downtown. His second triple. He now has 6. 28-22. 6-point deficit for the Redhawks. Early portions of the fourth. Redhawks continue to sit back in that 2-3 zone. Bulldogs with Otot and Lauer just playing back and forth with it up top. They finally dig deep into the right corner. Knocked away. Bulldogs get it back. Lauer between the rings out high. Now shading to his right. Picks it up there. Back to Otot. Just in front of the midcourt stripe. Rocky kind of pounding the defensive end here for Hiawatha. Now a whistle and a foul against the Redhawks. They get Caden Morton with his fourth. That's a big foul on Caden Morton. Wasn't sure who that was on, but they get Morton now who has 4. That's a big fourth foul, so he's got to be careful. Not quite a minute into the fourth quarter, 28-22. Bulldogs hanging on with a six-point lead against the Redhawks. Lauer, a drive missing, put back up, no good. Second chance opportunity is blocked from behind. A third chance is up and no good for Xander Zutterman. As he nabs three offensive rebounds, he is fouled on that putback. After the fourth try, essentially, he'll shoot two. And they said that foul was on Caden Morton. That would be his fifth. But trying to confirm if he, in fact, does have five fouls. That's a big loss if that's the case. Clock is stopped at 6:53. What is a Marysville 28-22 lead. Bulldogs getting set to shoot free throws, but the officials huddled up and trying to confirm the number of fouls here for Caden Morton. Quick updates late in the first half in MHK. 13th-ranked Kansas State holding on to a four-point lead against number two Kansas. That is 42-38. So they switched the foul, so Morton still hanging in there. So he's got four. They take one away. The foul is against Rocky. That's his first. But it will still be Zutterman to shoot two. And the first free throw is good. Zutterman now with four. He's two for three at the line. On the season, just 36%. Second is good. Zutterman with five. And the official stopping play here, confirming the fouls here with the scorebook. Everything appears to be good to go. So 6:53 to go in the game. Redhawks with the ball. They're down 8, 30-22. Kappelman gets it up to Rocky up top. Bulldogs staying man-to-man here. Boswell hounded by Otsot. Now Kappelman drives, kicks it right. Rocky in the corner, curls in the lane. Pass is deflected, gets it back to Boswell. Now in the corner, Kappelman a three. Good, it rattled in. Hung on the rim for a second. Kappelman with five. 30-25. Marysville has their lead trimmed to five. 6:20 to go. Redhawks trying to end a four-game losing streak. Iowatha 2-8 for their first 10 games this year. Open look, left corner three, short off the rim. Morton a rebound for Hiawatha. And a chance for the Redhawks to get a little bit closer, down five, early fourth quarter. And a travel is going to be called against Kappelman. He turns it over. And turnovers have been an issue tonight. Now 19 in the game for the Redhawks. Bulldogs get it back, leading by five at 5:55 to go in this ball game. Redhawks sit back in that 2-3 zone. Kappelman and Rocky up top of it. Boswell, Morton, and Keough down low. Bulldogs, a lot of perimeter passing, keeping it up high with that five-point lead. No shot clock to worry about. So we'll stand there and just kind of bleed some clock out. Otsot, Lauer, open a deep three, and it's nothing but nylon. Jack Lauer from downtown. He's got 12. 33-25, Marysville back in front by 8, 5:15 to go in the game. Boswell, right corner, cut off, kicks it back to Rocky in the corner, dribbles out of some trouble, curls on the wing, back to the baseline, and he threw it away. Looking for Morton inside, and a timeout for Hiawatha. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 5:07 to go in the game, Marysville 33. Hiawatha 25. Chance back in studio. Appreciate the hard work. We're cruising along here. It is early portions of the fourth quarter of our second of three games tonight. We still got one more coming your way. It'll be Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. Atchison won the first game earlier today. That was against Jackson Heights. Atchison will play the winner of Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy on Thursday night. Jackson Heights will get the loser of that game. And you'll have the consolation plus championship matchup set after Thursday night's action, which will be played on Saturday with the championship here at 6 o'clock. Out of the timeout, Marysville with the basketball. Not quite 3 minutes into this fourth quarter, holding on to a lead at 33-25. Hiawatha is still in that 2-3 zone look. Here's Rhett Williams with the basketball. Gets it to Otot. Back to Lauer in the corner for three. It is pure. They set that one up beautifully for Lauer, who now all of a sudden has 15. 36-25, largest lead for the Bulldogs at 11. Get a whistle and a foul. At 4:46 to go, they get Thomas Behrens with his first. Team foul number five, so still one foul to give for the Bulldogs. Hiawatha throws it in. Morton has it at the elbow, muscles his way inside, kicks it to Kappelman in the corner, trying to go over the back, or over the top inside to Morton. Another foul is called. So the rest of the way, both teams are in the bonus. They get Rook Williams with his third. Redhawks to throw it in underneath. 4:40 to go. They're down 11. Couple big-time threes for Lauer here in the quarter, and now a whistle before the ball is even thrown in. And this will be now a one-and-one scenario for the Redhawks as they get Behrens with his second. So this puts Caden Morton at the line for a one-and-one. Morton, 5 points in this one, three rebounds, just 1 for 4 at the line tonight. And the first, no good, he missed it. Rebound for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs walk it across, an 11-point lead, 36-25. We're coming up on 4:20 to go. Lauer and Otop playing back and forth with it. Little hot potato action just in front of the midcourt stripe. Hiawatha sitting back in that zone. They set up Lauer again, another three, and he knocked it down. Three threes here in the fourth for Jack Lauer. He's got 18, and it's 39-25. It's a 14-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Hiawatha now just 4 minutes left, facing their largest deficit of the night. Pass deflected, intercepted. It's a steal for Otot. Otot wants to go coast to coast. He had it knocked away and bounced. And it will be Bulldogs basketball. Last touch by Rocky underneath. So he at least saved a layup. And the Bulldogs have it. 3:52 to go in the game. They lead it now by 14. Rook Williams driving in the paint. Left it up there with the left hand. No good. Rebound for Hiawatha. Rocky pushing. Gets it back at the point. 3:42 left in the game. 39-25. Morton at the elbow. Back to the basket. Gets it to Rocky. Left wing. Nearly had it taken away. Bouncing it to Kappelman. Short corner left. Turns on a double team. Behrens defending hard. Now they get it back up top to Boswell. Kappelman left corner. Shading more towards the wing. Up top it goes to Keough. Right back to Kappelman. Kappelman bouncing it inside. Good defense underneath. And coming away with a steal is Rhett Williams. Turnover by the Redhawks. And the Bulldogs slowing the tempo with a 14-point lead. Redhawks are running out of time. As they sit back in that 2-3, Otot going to dribble up top, waste a little bit of time. Behrens has it in the left corner. Now Otot has it left wing, and that's a double dribble. Turnover by the Bulldogs, but 3 minutes to go. Redhawks get it back, but they're down 14 at 39-25. Sanders Zutterman's going to check back in here for Marysville, trying to win their eighth straight game. Moved up one spot in the 3A ranks this week from number 9 to number 8 in Class 3A. Boswell drives, floater pure. Cameron Boswell pretty there with the right hand. He's got 7, makes it 39-27. 2:42 to go, and now Hiawatha's going to change it up out of that zone and run man-to-man. Lauer drives, a lot of contact, no good. But I think they call a blocking foul. They do. Rocky looked pretty good. Thought it might have been an offensive foul, but Lauer's going to shoot two. So Lauer going to shoot two, first up and good. Lauer has 3 threes here in the quarter. Now 19 in the game. Leading the charge for the Marysville offense. Second free throw strong off the heel. Morton the rebound. Marysville now on the defensive end, but lead it by 13. 2.5 minutes to go. Redhawks need a final push. Do they have one in them? Boswell to Rocky, left side on the wing, dumping it down to Morton inside. Turns and lays it in. Good positioning on the block. And Morton now with 7 points. Makes it 40-29 at 2:20 to go. Redhawks down by 11. Lauer, left side pass. This is Zutterman. Zutterman works it back to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Right side to Lauer. Coming up on the final 2 minutes. Now Lauer drives and is bumped and fouled. This will put him at the line for a 1-1. Stops the clock at 2:05. Rocky picks up his third. So Lauer will shoot a 1-1. Otot's going to check back in. Behrens will take a seat. Red Hawks running out of time. 2:05 left. They're down 11. First free throw up and good for Lauer. He will get the bonus, and he's got 20 tonight. And the second strong off the heel, no good. He goes 1-for-2. Morton the rebound. 41-29 with 2 minutes to go. A quick push and a missed layup by Kappelman. And the rebound for the Bulldogs. A quick one-and-done possession. Otot up the floor. This is Rhett Williams drives. Layup. Good. Count it. And the foul. Knocked down to the floor and finishing through heavy contact as Rhett Williams now has 9 and a chance for 3. 1:51 to go. It's now 43-29, tying the largest lead of the game for Marysville. And that foul is on Caden Morton. That is number 5, and he is fouled out of the game. Finished with 7 points and 5 rebounds. As Kettler is going to come back in. Connor Kettler, the sophomore. So Morton is out. Final minute 51 left in this game. Bulldogs trying to hold on to this one. They've gotten a tough test tonight from the Redhawks. Multiple 14-point leads for Marysville here in the second half. The largest lead, chance to break that. They can't, but an offensive rebound on the miss by Rook Williams, missing the second chance. Another offensive rebound. Lauer had it sent back by Keough. Ball's rolling across midcourt. Bodies all over the floor. And there's the whistle and the tie-up. The possession arrow will give it back to Marysville. At a minute 40 to go. And a 14-point Bulldogs lead at 43-29. Malachi Isaac's going to check back in. Isaac into the game for Kappelman. Redhawks showing some pressure in the full court. And now a whistle and a quick foul on Otot. That'll put him to the line for now what will be a double bonus the rest of the way. Foul against Connor Kettler, his first. Otot just 3 points tonight. He's been quiet, 71% foul shooter. Chance to really put this game away. The minute 39 to go. And the free throw up, no good. 43-29 Marysville. Looking for their 8th consecutive win. Hiawatha in danger of dropping their 5th in a row. Second free throw is good by Otot. He goes 1-for-2. And a quick timeout called by Scott Brown, the head coach of Marysville. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Tamman, Chance Link with you. I want to thank Kurt Kilman helping us out in the first game tonight. Atchison victorious over Jackson Heights. Marysville on pace to hold on here for a win against Hiawatha. Then coming up here around 7:30, we'll get the final game tonight, which is Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. Sunflower Showdown at the half. Good one in Manhattan. It's K-State 44, Kansas 39. And, of course, you got the NFL playoffs back to it this weekend. Chiefs get the Jaguars on Saturday in Kansas City. They get the first game on Saturday at 3:30. Got midseason tournaments, so it's a fun time, no doubt about it, here early on 23. There's a turnover by Isaac, and then Lauer gets called for a double dribble, so back-to-back turnovers out of that timeout. Redhawks get it back, their half of the floor, which is 93 seconds to go, but they trail by 15. They need some points and stops and bunches. Boswell a deep three. It's good. Cameron Boswell. A quick trigger three. He's got 10. And a quick timeout gets Hiawatha to within 12. At 44-32. Minute 24 left in the game. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside back in a moment here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
Coming down the home stretch here in the fourth quarter, Hiawatha trying to fight and claw their way back, but they could be running out of time. They trail Marysville by 12. With under 90 seconds to go, they just got a three from Cameron Boswell, his second three of the game, giving him 10 points tonight. But the Bulldogs now working against this Red Hawks full court pressure. They get it in. Zutterman has it. Now Otad has it, and he is quickly fouled by Malachi Isaac. So it's going to be quick fouls and free throws. We'll see how long it lasts. Bulldogs, though, can really ice this game at the line. Both teams have kind of struggled at times at the free throw line tonight. Otat, 1-for-2. It is a double bonus scenario. And the first good by Will Otat, 6'1 sophomore. He's got 5. Makes it 45-32. And the second, good as well, pure nylon. Thomas Behrens checks back in here for Marysville. Red Hawks are down 14 with a minute 20 to go. It's 46-32. They break some pressure presented by the Bulldogs. This is Rocky pulling from three, and he banks it in from the left wing. Rocky with 9 and 3 threes, and the Bulldogs get it up the floor. 2-on-1 break and a foul by Keough. Good sportsmanship on Rhett Williams, but Rhett Williams now going to shoot 2. Keough picks up the foul, stopping an easy bucket. At 65 seconds to go, 46-35, Red Hawks down 11 after that three by Rocky. Rhett Williams, 9 points. Make it 10. He knocks in the first free throw. He is 1-for-2 at the line. 71% on the season. Makes it 47-35. And the second, good as well. 11 in the game for Rhett Williams. Sanders Zutterman checking back in for the Bulldogs. Showing a little pressure here in the full court, trying to make Hiawatha work a little bit. Final minute and 4 seconds. 48-35, a 13-point lead. Rocky, quick drive, layup, no good. Battling for the rebound. And they get Rook Williams over the back of Malachi Isaac, who's now going to shoot a 1-and-1. Rook Williams, his fourth foul, team foul number 9, so it's a 1-and-1. Malachi Isaac, who is actually 0-for-4 at the line tonight, not played much here in the second half. He did start for Gary Smith tonight. But just 55 seconds to go, a 13-point Marysville lead. Isaac's first free throw, no good. He has struggled at the line. Otat the rebound, and Marysville, let's see if Hiawatha keeps fouling. Isaac, and there's the foul. Isaac his third, and that puts Otat at the line for 2 with 48.6 seconds left. Well, about to run out of time. Marysville going to win their 8th consecutive game. As the free throw toilet bolts out, no good. Otat, 6 points tonight. 8.5 points per game coming in on average. Also nearly 5 rebounds. He goes 1-for-2. He's got 7, so inching closer to his season average. Behrens out. Rhett Williams checks back in. 49-35 and under 50 seconds to go. Here's Boswell, steps back, a deep 3, and that is good. Oh, my goodness. Boswell with 13. 49-38. 35 seconds to go. Gary Smith calling off the Dogs. Head coach for the Red Hawks, even after that three, says don't foul. And the Bulldogs are going to be able to run out this clock and get the win. The Bulldogs took a hard fight from this Red Hawks team tonight who has struggled this season. They're going to drop to 2-9. It'll be now five straight losses for Hiawatha. Marysville going to win their eighth straight game and move to 9-1. Final 5 seconds will run off the clock. 49-38 is going to be the final score as the number 8 ranked team in 3A holds off Hiawatha here in our second of three games tonight. Bulldogs win it 49-38. Our post game is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after a timeout here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Second game tonight, gone final here at the 2023 Thunder Classic. Number 8 in 3A, Marysville. They hold on. They beat Hiawatha 49-38. Brandon Tam and Chance Link with you as we wrap things up tonight. Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Well, it was low scoring really until the fourth quarter. 10-7 after one. Marysville led it by three. They led it 20-15 at the half. Just 12 combined points in the third quarter. Marysville led going into the fourth, 28-19. But then the two teams combined for 40 in the fourth. A lot of that was free throws. 21-19, the advantage for Marysville in the final frame. Marysville winning it tonight, 49-38. Eight straight wins now for the Bulldogs. They improved to 9-1 overall. The Redhawks have dropped now five in a row. They are now 2-9. Let's run through the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Bulldogs were led tonight. Jack Lockhart, leading scorer at 20 points. He had three threes in the fourth quarter, really helping Marysville hold on to that double-digit lead and keep the Redhawks from making a push. Rhett Williams also in double figures with 11. They got 7 from Willow Tott, 5 from Sander Zutterman, 3 apiece from Rook Williams and Thomas Barron. Hiawatha led tonight by Cameron Boswell, 13 points. Ashton Rocky a near double-double, 9 points and 7 rebounds. Caden Morton, 7 points and 5 rebounds. Zachary Kappelman, 5 points. David Keough had 4. Redhawks struggled with turnovers. They had 23. And they were not good from the line, just putting it blunt. 1 of 10, Redhawks were at the free throw line. 0 of 4 from the stripe in the first half. They were 1 for 6 at the line in the second half. On the other side, the Bulldogs did not shoot a free throw in the first half. They shoot 21 in the second half and connect on 13. So 13 of 21 for Marysville on free throws in the ball game all in the second half. Bulldogs, 8 turnovers, and the rebound numbers unofficially, Hiawatha with 20 and Marysville with 17. Now time to announce our player to bank on, our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Jack Lauer, our player of the game tonight for Marysville. He had 20 points and a monster second half. He had 15 of those 20 points in the second half, including 3 threes consecutively in the fourth quarter to allow Marysville to kind of hang on to that double-digit lead for the win. So Jack Lauer of Marysville, this game tonight, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So our second game has gone final, and we got one more coming up for you. It's host Nemaha Central against St. Mary's Academy. So Atchison and Marysville, a couple of wins here tonight. One more to go. It's Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. Coming up in about 13 minutes, send it back to the studio. Chance will take care of you here for a little bit. Then we'll come back for our final game of the triple header. Again, the second game final, Marysville 49, Hiawatha 38. Back in about 12 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio.